Well, thanks for joining us today on the podcast. We're going to continue talking about abiding in Christ, joyfully abiding in Him. And we've talked about the importance of understanding that abiding simply really means to be at home and to dwell in. So we're talking about abiding is equal to salvation. It's about location. Jesus talked about He and the Father would abide and make their home, their abode in us when we believe the gospel. They take up residence within us by the Spirit of God. And that when we are believers and we are born again, we are now at home in Christ, and Christ is at home in us. John the Apostle, as we've seen, is one who talks a great deal about abiding. And he talks, especially in 1 John, his first letter, the fact that some of the fruit, some of the evidences and signs of abiding in Christ or having a relationship with Him, or, you know, the gospel message is at home in us. We embrace it. We receive it. We are grateful for it. It is alive to us. If the Holy Spirit is teaching us, 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, then we are abiding in Christ. We have a relationship with Him. Also in 1 John 2, 28, how we can have confidence, boldness at the return of Jesus if we're abiding in Him, if we're at home in Him, and we're living and dwelling in Him. John will go on in his letter, and from the second chapter, where he begins to really talk about this whole concept of being at home in Jesus and Jesus being at home in us, he shifts really focuses on some other evidences, some other manifestations of the reality of us abiding in Christ and being at home in Him and He being at home in us. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 6, John says, "No one who abides in Him continues to sin," or practice is sin. That's the idea there, that no one that is abiding in Christ continues to practice sin basically as a way of life. No one who continues to practice sin has seen Him or knows Him. So if you're abiding and at home in Christ, and if you know God and you're born of God, then you are one who will not continue to practice sin as a way of life. No one, in verse 9 of 1 John 3, no one who is born of God practices sin, because His seed, God's seed, abides in Him. And he cannot practice sin as a way of life because he's born of God. He's a new creation. If you know God and are born of God, you will not practice sin. And if you know God and are born of God, then you are abiding in Christ. You are at home in Him, and He is at home in you. And the fact that He has residence within us, He makes His dwelling within us, gives us the truth and makes the reality of our existence then that we no longer want to practice sin. We want to live in obedience to Him. We want to follow Him. We want to please Him with all of our heart. Then he goes down in verse 14 of 1 John 3, and he says, "We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren. He who does not love abides in death." You see, the opposite of abiding in Christ and being at home in Christ is death. You're abiding or at home in death. That's the existence. You live in the realm of death. You live in the realm of trespasses and sins. You are dead in that realm, dead toward God. You have no desire for God. You have no desire for the things of God. You have no desire to please God. You just want to do what you want. And you want to establish your own way to God. You want to establish your own righteousness. You want to establish your own religious beliefs apart from Scripture and what God declares about Himself and His Son and the gospel. You're abiding in a realm of death, dead in the realm of trespasses and sins, slaves to sin, servants to sin, blinded. You're dead. You're blind. You cannot see the truth. You cannot perceive the truth. Your ears, you're deaf spiritually. You cannot hear the truth. The truth makes no sense to a person who is not at home in Jesus. The truth seems to be like a lie, and the lie seems to be the truth. And people who are outside and not abiding in Christ, not at home in Christ, the lie And the lies, they live in a realm of lies, but they believe them to be true. And the truth before them, face to face, makes no sense to them. It is contradictory to them. It is repulsive to them, the truth of God. And so, when you're abiding in Christ, you are at home in Him. You're not practicing sin as a way of life. Doesn't mean you don't sin, that you're sinless in the sense of you live sinlessly perfect and you never sin. We all know we sin every day. We all do that. We all recognize that. And that's why we, and John tells us, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. But we know that we are, if we know God and we're born of God, we're abiding, we're home in Jesus. We can have confidence when He returns. The Holy Spirit is teaching us. The gospel message is at home in us. His word is at home in us. John goes on and tells us that the very proof that we are at home in Him, the evidence that we are at home in Him and abiding in Him is that He has given us His Spirit. 1 John 3:24, the one who keeps His commandments abides in Him. There's obedience. And He in Him. And we know this. We know that by this, He abides in us by the Spirit whom He has given us. The Spirit of God has given us when the moment we believe, Holy Spirit takes up residence within us and enables us to live a life that is pleasing to God. Changes our desires, makes us a new creation. Now we want to honor Him. Now we want to glorify Him. Now we want to live to please Him with all of our heart. He goes on to say in chapter 4 of 1 John, down in verse 13, by this we know that we abide in Him. We're at home in Him and He in us because He's given us of His Spirit. His love, and John is talking a great deal about love here in the fourth chapter, and the goal of God's love in our heart is to love others, to love Him and to love others. And when we are doing that, by this evidence, the love that's in our hearts, the Spirit of God testifies to us that we are at home in God and God is at home in us as we are loving others the way God has called us to love them. John recorded on the night before Jesus was crucified when they were celebrating the last Passover Seder together in John 14, verse 23, Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. They will abide with us. They will make their home with us. So as you can see, abiding is not a temporary or a conditional thing. It's an all or nothing condition. You either are in a relationship with Christ and at home in Him, and He is at home in you now because you have believed the gospel, or you're not. You haven't believed the gospel. You've rejected the truth, and you're not at home in Jesus, and He's not at home in you. He's not resident within you. You have not believed, and you're not able to experience the blessings of being at home in the Lord. But if you are a believer, you are abiding in Him. And again, as I said, there are things that we can do to enhance this in an experiential way of our abiding in Him that will allow us to tap into that reality in greater degrees. One of the key things is believing what God has said about us, who we are now in Him because of and by His grace. All right, so we'll talk some more about this tomorrow, Lord willing, about the unbeliever. And again, what kind of things can we do that will allow us to enjoy and experience the reality of our abiding in greater degrees? May the grace and peace of Christ be yours today in fullest measure. Thanks again for joining us and have a super blessed day.